East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
The National Sea Rescue Institute says a swift response by its team and lifeguards has helped save the lives of three people at Uvongo Main Beach on the south coast. The NSRI's Shelley Beach Station says the incident happened just before seven last night. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The station commander says NSRI Drowning Prevention Officer Nkazimulo Nyawose raised the alarm after witnessing three people in distress in the water. Nyawose was inspecting rescue buoys at the time. The institute says two 20-year-old women had been caught in rip currents while they were swimming. A young man who went in to help also got into difficulty. Although Uvongo lifeguards had gone off duty at 6 p.m., some were still nearby and responded immediately. The NSRI said the team managed to bring all three safely to shore. One of the women was treated for non-fatal drowning symptoms and taken to hospital in a stable condition. The other two people weren't injured. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
With heavy rains and hail affecting parts of the country, insurers are urging homeowners and motorists to make sure they're prepared. Short-term insurers say weather-related claims have been on the rise, particularly in KZN and Gauteng, following a series of impact-based weather warnings. VouchSA's head of advice, Riona Chetty, says not all water damage is covered, as insurers only pay for sudden and unforeseen incidents and not poor maintenance. She says leaking roofs, blocked gutters and long-term damp are among the most common reasons claims are rejected. Reddy says understanding your policy could prevent costly losses.
That's why it's important to check your policy wording and keep your home in an insurable condition, especially before heavy rain. We can also avoid the risk of losses by doing ongoing maintenance as issues come up, rather than waiting for them to build up into something bigger than they need to be, such as reviewing your property, checking for leaks, checking for any damage, clearing out gutters, making sure waterproofing is done on a regular basis, and so forth.
Meanwhile, severe thunderstorms could roll into the northwestern parts of KZN today. Forecasters say we can expect heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail under the yellow level 2 warning. Now, the prosecution's arm of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission says that Chair Justice Sisi Kampepe is determined to fulfill the terms of reference of the commission. Former Presidents Jacob Zuma and Thabo Mbeki have filed applications seeking her recusal. The application cite alleged conflicts of interest, misconduct and apprehension of bias. The commission spokesperson Lionel Adendorf has told Newsroom Africa that the recusal applications aren't a cause for concern.
She is a very seasoned and experienced jurist. She has served on the Constitutional Court and she needs to look at the arguments, and that's when the commissioners would decide. She cannot have a particular attitude without having seen the papers, without having heard the evidence, and it is only based on what is in front of her that she would perhaps take a particular posture.
A recap of our lead story. The National Sea Rescue Institute says a swift response by its team and lifeguards has helped save three lives at Uvongo Main Beach on the south coast. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.